We're here at Jallons Bridewell. Marie has rocked up for the blind date. It's just gone 8 o'clock. Where's our Graham? He's late. The worst thing about this predicament is Marie is a school teacher. So attendance record for Graham could do better. Marie, how are you feeling? We've just had to get you a vodka to console you.
A little bit concerned, as you say, especially because I'm a teacher. So punctuality is a big must. So we'll see.
It's now 8:15. He's 15 minutes late. In radio, we live or die by the rule of the six P's.
What are the six P's, Rick? What are the six P's?
I'll reiterate them for you because you've messed up here. Prior planning prevents something poor performance.
Okay, what's happened here is I told him the wrong venue and he's been waiting outside a different restaurant. Oh, Marie, I'm so sorry.
Now, Marie's not nervous. She's three vodkas in and very happy with my company.
Okay, I have Graham with me. I'm just walking him in. Okay, Graham, this is Marie. Marie, this is Graham.
Nice to meet you.
Hiya. Okay.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, no bad. Thanks. Sorry, I've been delayed, you know.
That was a bit my fault.
My name's been mudding here. We've been slagging you off, rotten.
Have I?
Yeah, we've been slagging you off.
Okay, right, let's go to the table.
So then we're sat here at Jallons Bridewell. We've sat down for the meal. Our Graham has just gone to the toilet, so it's a great opportunity to speak to Marie. Initial first thoughts?
Very charming.
He's actually not a bad-looking bloke, is he?
He is quite handsome, actually, yeah.
I feel quite threatened by him. He's coming onto my territory here, to be honest with you, kid. Is he boring, or has he got a bit of chat, a bit of conversation to him?
No, there seems a lot of conversation there. Nice.
And initially, because I'm a big believer that when girls see a guy, they know, physical-wise, because he's a pretty trim guy, isn't he?
He is, but I'm going to stay reserved on that one.
Well, you will do, because you've met me now.
You spoiled for me, Rick.
Listen, get back over there and carbo load on that bread. We'll speak to you in a bit.
Okay.
Goodbye now. Marie has gone to powder her nose. What are your thoughts about her and her impressions? Because you've been sat down for a while with her.
Yes, she's very nice. She's talkative. She, you know, good conversation. I don't like somebody that says yes, no. She seems to let the conversation flow.
Yeah, conversation stoppers. It's nice when somebody can pick up and run with it.
I do talk a lot.
Right, Rick, the end of the meal is nigh.
It is. Marie's had her lamb shank. And Graham's had his steak. A fantastic meal. It looked absolutely superb. How do you think it's gone?
Really well. Very nice.
Pleasantly
surprised.
Enjoyed
the meal. Nice conversation, yeah.
Would you like to see him again?
I'm sure we could do that.
Graham, how do you think it went?
Yeah, hopefully very well, yeah. I think it went good, yeah.
Yeah?
I know.
Yeah.
Fancy a bit?
Oh, what?
No. Well, don't read into it.
No, I've had that.
did you see yourself going out again?
Yeah, I'm sure we could do.
Mm-hmm. Maybe swap some numbers.
Could do, yeah.
Okay, don't be mental about it or anything, because this will come back on us if anything goes wrong. So can we get that really clear?
No,
okay.
I think it's a match made in heaven. I can't wait to get on with you. Right then, we've just come outside from Jallons Bridewell. And I've got to be honest with you, Liesl. I thought they were getting on really well.
I think the body language is very good and they're leaning forward and talking and the conversation was flowing like the wine.
Yeah, it was. I think we may have struck gold here with these two, to be honest with you.
No, I felt a bit bad though because you were sitting there, you and your Jack Jones still. Not a sniff of anything for you tonight.
No change there. I'm off home to watch repeats of Sex in the City.